You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
2 o'clock call of the day. If you're, we'll get to it in just a second. Ireland is in Memphis, but we had some technical stuff, so he'll be back tomorrow. It is Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN, reacting to the Lakers' huge statement win over the Grizzlies. Rui Hachimura leading the way with 29, Austin Reeves with 23, presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Morales, as always, is his main job to piss me off?
Yes. Is this your favorite Justin Timberlake song?
No, I told you my favorite song is Mirrors. This is a good song, though.
It is. This was Song of the Summer 1 year.
It was.
You told us about it, too.
You did a lot.
Did I call it Song of the Summer?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And you flip-flopped to the other one.
Again with the flip-flop. By the way, Bergman, I'm not going to hit you too hard on flip-flopping because I do believe that you're allowed to change your mind based on new information.
All right. Well, thank you. But, I mean, also, my pick was my pick. I'm happy to keep my pick. I've always wanted the Lakers to win.
Yeah, I don't question that.
Right. And I think, now you have three dudes that are really important not playing.
Yeah.
Easier to say that, but my pick is my pick. I'm not changing it.
By the way, Shadano's sort of in and out. I think he went to get lunch. We're going to figure this out today.
There he is.
2 o'clock call of the day. Let's go to line three. It's Peter in Northridge. Don't ask how we're doing. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you guys doing?
My God. Are you even saying
first one. The first one.
How we're doing.
Come on, guys.
We're doing fine, Peter. Thank you.
Okay. Omar.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask us how we're doing, Omar.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in on this beautiful Monday.
Yes.
The Lakers won.
Yeah.
And we have the best NBA insider, Shadano, sitting in.
Shadano.
In the league.
With the king of flip-flops, Mason.
Oh, stop,
And the
man.
Gutless Bergman. How can you pick the Memphis Grizzlies in six?
You said a bunch there. I will agree that Bergman is gutless.
How is that? It's the opposite of gutless. Taking a team that you don't—that's not your favorite team—is the opposite of gutless.
Gutless. You're gutless.
It's having guts to actually say that the team that's ranked higher is going to win.
Yeah. Omar, as for flip-flopping, I said you're always allowed to change your mind based on new information. That's just the reality of the world.
It's always with you. It's always one day this, one day that. Let's trade David.
Point out a specific example, Omar.
Boy, like a couple weeks, I hear your show every day, and every time Anthony Davis gets hurt or has a bad day, trade him. He can never be hotter. Trade him, and then he has a good game, and then you just, okay, let's keep him.
He's right.
Your guns, Mace. Come on.
You're gutless, Mace.
No. Shadano, tell him.
You're gutless.
I'm willing to say the thing that nobody else will say.
Stop that.
That's right.
Why are you saying it? Just to get viewers? You already have viewers. You just stick to a take and just stick to it.
Well,
just,
no. I mean, if you have new information, that's different. But to his point, wait. I'm agreeing with you.
I'll get those lottery ticket numbers. Come on, man. New information.
I am agreeing with you. But if Anthony Davis gets hurt, like, as that is the example.
Correct.
Right? If Anthony Davis gets hurt and in a way where you're like, oh, wow, the season is lost, I can understand you having a different feeling about it. But if it's just like his usual stuff where it's like this soft tissue thing or like a stinger, like, I can understand my man's point that you flip-flop too much on him. Like, take a stance on Anthony Davis.
Did you happen to see?
I watched.
Thanks for the call, Omar. Did you happen to see Stephen A's reaction after?
Oh, I didn't love that either, to be honest.
He basically said, if Anthony Davis got hurt right here, the town is going to turn on him.
Which is not wrong.
He's not wrong, but I didn't agree.
But I don't agree with that.
What did you think, Shadano? Did you think
I don't think he's wrong because I think there would be a segment of the audience that would turn on him, but I don't think that I don't think it would be the majority of people.
No, did you think that he was actually hurt when you saw that? When he was saying that he...
So my arm, my real answer?
My arm won't work?
You're real.
You want me to read the text that I wrote?
Yeah, read the text in the group chat.
Why wasn't it to us? You knew you were going to be in with us today.
Yeah, he absolutely did not know that he was going to be here.
Group chat.
Yeah. What do you call it? Do you call it circle of chest?
It just, somebody named it Sedano and Kaplan Show, which is actually not what we call it. So, I mean,
wow.
So I just said, I can't find it right now, but it was basically something to the effect of like, I'll wait to see what happens to start the second half.
Right.
Before I decide on whether he's done for the season or not.
Yeah. It didn't look like it was that bad though, right?
I mean, know. Like, it's just what he said.
Yeah.
He said, I couldn't feel my arm.
I can't feel my arm.
Right. But he didn't look in pain.
But
he wasn't grimacing.
That's a stinger.
Right. That's a stinger.
And Chris Paul went through something similar not too long ago. I think it was two postseasons ago.
Right.
So, and was able to play through it.
So that was 2 o'clock call of the day.
That's just the one? That's it?
That's it.
One person. It was Omar?
Yeah, one call. It was right. Omar.
Omar was good.
Yeah, he was excellent.
What do you think? What do you think? You like that one? Should we keep it going? Because that was a good one.
I thought that was strong.
I don't know. The
call.
First guy said, how you doing, I mean, right off the bat.
We took calls the other day.
Yeah.
Did you hear that show where we did like
a month? Oh, yeah.
We did like 2 hours worth of calls. They were actually good. And the whole premise was hashtag don't let Bergman win.
Right. It was Open Phones America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It was good.
So I
did not win that day.
I decided, Shadano, that I have lived in L.A. for 35 years, and there are a bunch of museums I haven't been to.
I heard the Getty. You've never been.
So I went to the Getty Villa.
Okay. So not the real Getty.
No, not the real. Like Getty Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Over in Malibu. Mm-hmm. And here's what I found. If you want to see a picture that was made 700 years B.C., it is a great place to go. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's not actually any art there. Like, do you want to see a spork from 500 BC. I do not need to see it. I thought there was going to be paintings and stuff. There was nothing like that. It was, what do they call, antiquities.
Oh.
And yeah. I'm not sure why. Like at one point, Juan sat down on a bench and I was in some room looking at, I don't know, a spoon. And a super old spoon. And I came back out to Juan. I said, what are you doing? Why aren't you looking at the stuff? He says, it's boring. And I said, you know what? It is boring. I was just pretending to be interested like everybody else.
So you left?
I left. Yeah.
Where'd you guys go after? Is that where you ended up at the German place?
No, German place was last night. We went to a place that Neil Everett has an interest in called Taverna in Mar Vista. Great Greek place on Saturday.
I was just going to say it had to be Greek.
Was it Taverna Tony's?
No, just Taverna.
Just Taverna.
And they did Tony sounds like a place in the valley.
And they did the thing where you put the cheese in and you pour the oil on top and you set it on fire and everybody yells Opa.
Opa.
Yeah. So that was
By the way, one of my favorite ESPN commercials is the one with Giannis where everybody's breaking plates, including Neil and Stan and Stephen A.
Yes.
And Giannis is like, you know, we don't actually do that in Greece.
It doesn't actually happen. Yeah. Exactly.
Was it in Malibu?
No, the Greek place.
You just said Mar Vista.
The Greek place is in Mar Vista.
Oh, Vista, yeah.
It's called Taverna.
And it's also called Listening.
And the dish is called...
I don't do that.
I think it's called Saganaki.
I was looking up Taverna Tony because Taverna Tony is in Malibu. I think it's the same spot.
Yeah, it's not the same spot. Okay. Trust me. I went to a different restaurant than the one you're observing. So...
Yeah. What do we got?
I wanted to... do you play poker?
I do. Remember I played with you once.
Oh, that's right. So... I played poker over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I went to Hollywood Park, which is a really nice poker room.
It is.
And I don't understand when you're supposed to show your cards after a winning hand. So I take down a pot, right? And then I never show my cards. But some people, when they take down a pot...
They want to show.
They want to show. So am I supposed to be showing?
No. It's your choice. I show when someone thinks I'm consistently bluffing,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell like by the body language they think. So I just like flip it over to be like, yeah, I had the nuts, buddy. Sorry.
So am I making a mistake by not showing at some point?
I think every once in a while it's nice to show when you think people around you think you're bluffing. It's just like a counter to the bluff.
It seems kind of cool when you show.
Yeah.
It's like, see, I had you.
But that's generally the tactic for me is when people like are starting to think, is this guy really got it?
Right.
You know? And then I'll show every once in a while. I'll be like, yeah, I got it. I'm not messing around.
Bergman, do you show?
Sometimes. It just depends on what I want to do. Like Sedano was saying, if I want to show that I don't want you to think that I bluff all the time, then I'm going to show. And when I don't want you to think I'm bluffing, I'll just not show anything. Yeah, it just depends. It's a mind game.
Yeah, it's a mind game. I just don't know how to play it. Yeah. Don't know how to play it.
You said you're a good poker player.
I'm an excellent. I mean, I'll take down the pots.
He is a good poker player. I know. I've played with him.
I take down pots, but I never show.
I made him go up against a ringer, and
Alan Hahn or not Alan Hahn.
That guy was ridiculous.
It's not Alan. What's that guy's name? It's
Fred Andrew Hahn.
Andrew Hahn. Andrew Hahn
works for the Knicks.
Yeah. He was a professional poker player.
He was at one point.
And he took down pots.
I mean, he killed us all.
He killed
you,
us.
You, me, McMiniman, Winhorst, Bam McMahon, Gina Paradiso.
Yeah, anybody that says poker is not skill, is absolutely skill.
He crushed us.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, should we get rid of charging calls? This is bouncing around out there because of multiple injuries, including the one to Ja Morant. We'll do that coming up next. Shadano's hanging out, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Apparently it's Justin Timberlake, Pride of Memphis. We're getting all JT music today.
Is this your favorite JT song?
Actually, this, I think, is my favorite.
Oh, there it is. Flip-flop.
There's the flip-flop. Yeah.
I like Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah, we did. I like Mirrors. Do you know Mirrors?
Yeah, of course.
It's a great record.
I like Suit and Tie.
Suit and Tie is good.
He's got a lot of stuff in his catalog. He's very good.
He owns some restaurants, some barbecue restaurants. One in New York I used to go to on the Upper East Side.
Yeah?
Delicious.
Do you like him as an actor?
No.
Really? I thought he was great in the Facebook movie.
He was good. You're right. Yeah. As Sean Parker, he was good. But point out another good performance.
He's done a lot of rom-coms. So
yeah.
That one was good. The one that he did with your girl.
Mila Kunis?
Oh, Just Friends? He was the
Justin
teacher?
Friends. Yeah, Just Friends was good. Not Just Friends. No.
No, he did one with Mila Kunis.
Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits. Friends with Benefits. And then the one where you had like the time on your arm. I actually kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where the time goes down, that's how you pay for things through time.
Yeah.
I didn't see that movie.
And if you get to zero, you die.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler.
No, I mean, that's the premise of the movie. It's not spoiling anything.
So, anyway, JT, didn't I?
Out of Time.
Out of Time, that's what it's called.
Out of Time. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him as an actor. He's a great performer. Yesterday, we saw multiple incidents over the weekend where players took charging calls and resulted in injuries to the players that went to the basket. Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Ja Morant. In all three cases, somebody had position. In the case of, who was it with Ja? Who had position? AD, right?
AD had, yeah.
AD had position. Those three guys went down, injuries to varying degrees. We don't know what's going to happen with Ja for Wednesday night in Game 2. But there's this movement now online to get rid of the charging call.
Stupid.
Okay. What is the purpose of the charging call? Like, why do we have a charge? Is it just to prevent momentum to the basket?
Mostly because we've already kind of ruled out a lot of defense to begin with. The physicality is gone. There's a hand checking rule, right? Like, there's only so many ways you can defend the rim at this point. And not everybody has got the ability to sky and try to block shots.
But in all three cases,
it's been there forever. It's a basketball player.
But in all three cases, those guys took off from pretty close to the free throw line and were in the air when the guy took the charging call,
that's
kind of undercut him.
It's not true. Kevin, I can tell you that none of the, at least to my knowledge, I'd have to watch it back. I don't believe any of those guys were actually in the air when those guys stepped in. They were already in place and perhaps set their feet when they were already in the air, but they were in position. So Drew Holiday was asked about this. Kid from the Southland here in Southern California, because Giannis obviously is his teammate.
Right.
And he dismissed it summarily. He was like, that's a basketball play. Like, I have no issue with that. Giannis got hurt. It ends up being he got hurt, but it was absolutely a basketball play.
Okay, I've got all three of them put into one tweet.
Again, they can be in position. They don't have to they don't have to be set until the contact is made. So they could be in position without being set.
So a lot of the times you see the offensive player coming down the lane and he's already kind of picky. He has the ball, so the gather, right, when it comes to the travel. He's gathering it up and starting to move up forward. He's not in the air yet.
None of those three guys slid in position when the guy was in the air. They were already waiting.
Okay, look at the tweet and tell me different. I just texted you. It is a tweet that contains all three of the plays.
Really,
in each case, let me see. Is the guy in position?
Kevin Love is definitely there.
Yeah, AD is definitely there.
And so is the guy on Embiid.
And the guy on Embiid is there.
And AD's there, yeah. They are all in position. They may not have their feet set until they're in the air, but if they're in position, that's a basketball
But in play. Each case, these are, you know, arguably the three biggest stars in their series.
Okay, so what? The reality is that's part of basketball.
And in each case, they resulted in some degree of injury. We don't know on Ja. But in what winds up happening is it looks like they're undercutting
those
guys.
Well, you know
what?
How about you be more in... Look, I covered a guy early in my career in Dwayne Wade, right?
Right.
Who had a lot of these incidents, right? He had a whole series of commercials that was fall down eight or it's fall down seven, get up eight, right?
Right, right.
And
it's Chinese proverb, by the way.
You know what he learned?
What?
How to fall.
Right.
Because if he wants to crash into a bunch of people in the paint, he learned to fall. And it saved the rest of his career. So what I would say is learn to fall, bro. That's part of the game. None of those things, AD, Kevin Love, and who's the player against Embiid there? Who's the Boston player there?
Smart.
Smart. All of them basketball plays, all of them in position before they hit the air. That is no, I have zero problem with that.
But the question is, and again, this
should
is going
should you rule
around.
Out a basketball play?
No. Should you change the rule?
No. Learn to fall. You can't. You have to give the defensive player at least some semblance of being able to protect the rim, and not everybody is going to go up to try to block a shot.
So Jay Will this morning said that you should extend the restriction area.
The restricted zone.
Would you do that? Because of the athleticism, how much more athletic you were when that restricted area got there. You're talking about the 80s, 90s when that really started to get there.
It was like the late 90s, yeah.
Sure, but now the restricted area, dudes like Morant are jumping from further back.
Should you
Giannis
extend
is coming
the restricted
from
zone?
Would you extend that? And that's a happy medium.
But then you have to move back. Then you have to. It's really going to collide with the dotted line, which is the free throw line extended. I
mean, is that a big deal? What does the free throw line extended really do?
I know. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just looking at it from just dimensions of the floor.
Sure, but as a basketball fan,
no,
what does the
it doesn't have an impact on the actual game. The dotted line.
So what's the point of it?
No, it's just to have the symmetrical aspect of the free throw
of the circle,
area,
okay,
of the circle
yeah.
around the free throw.
So then, if you move back the restricted area, like Jay Will
is
saying,
move it back like another foot.
Yeah, foot.
So this
foot
is
and a half.
Kind of classic prisoner of the moment, isn't it?
I agree. I don't think. I do think it's absolutely.
This was Bergman's idea. This was not
prisoner.
This was totally.
You were
your
fighting
idea.
Like it
no,
was
totally
yours.
Your idea. You totally. It was totally.
Well,
Bergman's
I saw
idea.
Multiple things. Like your guy Zach Harper from the Athletic was.
I saw him, and I text Zach, and I said, "You're out of your mind. This is stupid. You're overreacting."
So my job as a producer is to bring up a topic to have a conversation about, and this is a good
as
conversation.
A matter of fact, I'm going
to
send him another message right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
tell him right now because you have two things.
I'm going to FaceTime him right now.
Okay, FaceTime. FaceTime's Zach Harper. Do it. FaceTime him.
Will he answer you?
Do you FaceTime people?
What will that say about you?
I don't, but he may pick it up just because I don't.
Right.
There must be something wrong with Sedano. He's FaceTiming me.
I don't like FaceTiming at all.
Well, you don't like me on the phone, period.
I don't. Yeah, I try to avoid the phone. But occasionally, do you FaceTime Jorge?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
The thing about FaceTiming is I find myself only looking at myself and not the other person. I'm looking at myself to see if I look good in that little square while the person in the big square I don't really care about.
What does that say about you?
I don't know. I think that's common, by the way. Don't you think people mostly look at the little square and not the big square?
No, I look at the person that's on the big square and I'll look up every once in a while and just see where I am so I'm like in the middle of the frame, but otherwise I'm looking at the person.
I'm looking. Right. Is my hair okay? I'm in this FaceTime call. Okay, you're FaceTiming?
I'm FaceTiming Zach. Exactly.
Right. Putting it right up to the.
Now,
do we need to get his written in permission first before you do this?
I mean, whatever.
Yeah. See if Zach. He picks up.
We were just talking. I'm filling in for John Ireland on Mason in Ireland, and we were talking about your tweet about the charge thing. Why are you so anti-charge? What's your problem?
Oh, because it's grifting.
It's not grifting. How about you learn to fall?
How about you learn to make a play on the ball?
You can't. Not everybody is capable of blocking a shot. That's been a... Drew Holiday said after the game that that is a basketball play. Do you know more basketball than Drew Holiday?
No, but I know more than these people on Twitter.
Jay Williams says you should extend the restricted area. Would you be okay with that as a happy medium?
Well, George, if you read the article, that's number one in the things I want changed.
Okay, then there you go. So we should credit you instead of Jay Williams.
I wrote it first.
You did.
Okay, I got to go read the article.
Okay.
I got to go read the article.
We're going to go read the article in The Athletic, which, by the way, you should subscribe to The Athletic.
That's great.
Because you should support journalism.
Amen.
And support my friend Zach Harper.
Yes, please do.
Absolutely. And I'm pro-hand-checking. Let's bring that back. Let's
make There we go. Yeah, now we're talking.
Let's make the game tough again.
All right, Harper.
Not such a stupid idea now, is it?
Well, I mean, your idea is still stupid, but you have better ideas to surround the stupid idea.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll take that.
All right. See you, Harper.
Thanks, Zach. By the way, Pepe Mantilla has spoken. He says it's BS. It's a basketball play. That's it.
Yeah. Me, Pepe.
I totally
Latinos
agree.
Latinos unite.
Bergman, God. This was your idea. Totally.
And we got Zach Harper on because of it, and we talked about extending the restricted area.
Ireland will be so mad.
Oh, that was a sneaky way to get
it. That was a sneaky way to do it.
Oh.
I'm totally fine with it, too, because that was good, too.
Yeah.
Like, he had something to say.
So, again,
was important.
He just said that when I have guests, they're good.
Correct, and we can't get guests.
You see what he did? Look, we're just talking about facts of what happened on the air right now. He got somebody randomly to come on, have good takes, have good ideas. I don't know what you want me to say. And it was short. It was like 2 minutes. Yeah.
I'm
totally fine with that.
I'm going to have a guest come
on. All right, you do that. You find somebody that can come on, like a baseball guy.
Yeah, I'm going to
FaceTime it. FaceTime it. Put it on the
FaceTime, put it on, and then we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Plunk it.
No.
What's that?
I love Plunkett, but no.
Yeah, Plunkett.
Yeah. He goes with Zach Harper, who has thoughts and opinions, and then you go with Bill Plunkett, who wants to go to sleep.
Why do you hate Bill Plunkett?
I love Bill Plunkett.
It does sound like you hate Bill Plunkett.
I love Bill Plunkett. There's people I like in real life and people I like on the radio.
Hey, Dylan Hernandez.
Not good on the radio.
Yeah, not good in the radio.
Right.
Not good.
See?
Okay, but
nice guy.
Somebody coming up next.
Who?
I
can't
tell you.
Somebody in Mason's phone.
Somebody in my phone. Next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Sup, people? Weird day. Shinano is sitting in for John Ireland because we had like a delay and stuff. He'll be in a studio tomorrow. Shinano just called Zach Harper. Now I'm going to go for a big name. Let's see what we got here.
Medium-sized name.
No, this is a big name.
All right, you go with a big name. Shinano
not an
A-list
actor.
Medium-sized name.
You went medium-sized name. I'm going big name. Let's see if I can get
him. Big name hunting?
Yeah, big name hunting.
It's going to be Bryan Cranston.
No.
O'Shea.
Not. No. It's not.
Freddie Prinze.
He's not picking up.
No, he's not picking up. Oh, you tried.
Hey.
Hey.
You're on the radio.
Oh, God. What's happening?
This is Brian Mashonsky.
He's eating.
Joining us live.
Oh, there we go.
Brian, what's for lunch?
Actually, Hunter and I are just having pizza.
Oh, yeah?
It's not lunch. It's dinner here, but yeah.
So what's your take on the Lakers and Grizzlies yesterday?
Lakers look good.
You like LeBron?
LeBron did his thing, yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron was good. what the Rua, whatever his name is,
yeah,
killed him.
Yeah, yeah, Rui.
Yeah.
Rui, yeah. And Austin Reeves was great. And, you know, Davis was good. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah. Okay. That, we just wanted a hot take from you.
Yeah, no, they definitely look good. They look like they're going to hammer Memphis.
All right. I like the attitude. Thanks, man. All right. So there you go. We both have names.
And that is why we don't have guests.
No! I went for the joke guest. I didn't go for the real guest.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Who would have been the real guest if you could have tried?
Michael Caine. Actor Michael Caine.
He did. You were going to try, but he's work. In England.
He's in England.
Does he know who you are?
It's like, yeah, I've had him on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
A couple times, yeah. But I don't know what Michael Caine's take on the Lakers would be. Probably something very British. I know what I wanted to get to.
I have some respect.
Yeah, there you go.
You watching Ted Lasso, by the way, speaking of British?
I am watching Ted Lasso.
That got steamy in one of the... I don't want to give it away.
You know, so I had a hot take earlier on Ted Lasso.
Oh, what happened?
Jumped a shark.
Oh, no way. I thought the last episode was really good.
No, I think it's... It's too nice.
I've seen. I can't even give away how steamy it was in one of those offices in this last episode.
I've seen the
legitimately
niceness.
Steamy.
Yeah.
Was it steamy? I'm an episode behind.
Have you seen the last episode 5?
No. Does Ted get it on?
Oh no, you don't even know what I'm talking about. So just
if
watch.
You don't know what you're talking. Yeah. I mean, the last episode
was. It got interesting.
Steamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't even know the whole Zava drama.
I know Zava.
No, but you don't know the Zava drama.
You don't know the,
I guess I don't.
It's different. Zava drama.
Zava play.
You're behind. You should watch the next episode.
Yeah, I will.
Before you judge.
But I think that's Mason's point, is that he doesn't have to watch it that day anymore.
Right.
I don't watch it that day either.
It's not urgent that I watch it.
Like somebody from Atlanta just called me.
Oh, yeah? Put him on.
Am I supposed to be doing something in Atlanta today?
Put him on.
No, no.
Chat fight. Are you aware of the chat fight movement?
No, what's that?
Okay, so... On YouTube, we've got a regular group of people, ESPN Los Angeles YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
And we do chat fights on there.
Oh, so you fight with people?
I fight with people on purpose.
Yeah.
All of my messages, by the way, Bergman, all caps. That's
all caps.
How you know it's me. I'm yelling.
You're yelling. You're in a fight.
Exactly.
Chat fight.
I'm yelling. Have we had any good chat fights today?
No, we got this one. I mean, someone's trying to talk about the flopping. Yes, Euro players bringing back flopping.
Is that Euro players, though?
It's not Euro players.
That's Kevin Love, Marcus Smart, and Anthony Davis?
Yeah, those are not flopping. That's not flopping.
I'm just reading what it says from Fear No More.
Yeah, that's not
Does
Euro
Penis
flopping.
Thumbs like us still? He kind of, we
he
swung him.
He likes you now. He has been, apparently he really likes you and Cappy now.
Me and Cappy or just me?
Who is Penis
Thumbs? He was the leader of your Reddit.
He is the leader of your Reddit. He loves you. Mason, he loves you.
Okay. Right, but he hates
John,
everyone.
He hates me. He hates Ramona. He hates Andy Kamenetsky.
He hates everyone.
Jorge.
Do you guys go to the Reddit?
I mean, every once in a while, it's fun.
Do you?
I don't. Chris told me that Penis Thumbs likes me.
He does.
Oh, well, that's nice.
He's actually changed, and he kind of likes Morales now.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's changed to liking
that's
Morales.
That's an upset right there.
It is an upset.
We should mention Morales is going to be here tomorrow because we're putting Mandy tickets on sale.
Oh,
Mandy's
we are?
Too. Yeah.
Are you going it?
Going to the Mandy's?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to visit the Mandy's. Are you not going?
Yeah, no, I'll be there.
What are you so low-key about the Mandy's?
I'm very much like, you ever see the movie Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor?
Yes.
Vote Great for movie. None of the above.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's my position on all of it.
See, I actually talk...
Cappy wants to win.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you not want to win?
I don't care.
Come on.
I don't. I never cared about
those
any
trophies
awards.
Those trophies look really good in your house.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've got
I won
three
the
of
one
them.
Award I wanted to win, which was the Pain in the Ass Award for the show.
Well deserved.
I mean, no question.
Well deserved.
Well, yeah.
But it was actually the whole show that won it.
Right, but let's be real.
I mean, you can be as real as you want. It was the whole show
the
that
whole
won.
The whole show? But the let's be real.
Won. You're not doing a good job of selling up Mandy's, too.
What do you mean?
Yeah, stop
it's a gigantic.
I mean, look what happened.
You're poo-pooing Mandy's too.
Look what happened to Brewster's, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it created a huge deal where he ended up winning.
Now you have no interest in winning?
No, none actually.
Dave Miller, you guys have a lot of hate issues on your station.
Hate issues?
Yeah.
Why?
Everybody hates everything.
Everybody hates everything.
I don't know about everybody hates everything.
Everybody. Well, Dave got the worst of it there for a little while.
He did.
He really.
I like Dave.
Steve Hartman is still on my. You know what list?
What do you mean?
I can't he's on, stand.
You don't
Steve
like
Hartman.
Steve Hartman?
Can't stand.
Why? What happened? What did he do to you?
It goes back.
There's really?
As he told Cappy, there's history there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's history.
More than you and Fugazaki?
Oh yeah, more than me and Rob. Although me and Rob will go at it.
We you and Hartman?
Yeah, me and Hartman.
Yeah.
Not good.
Who's Hartman or Steve Hartman?
Steve Hartman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which Hartman, though?
What do you mean?
Which Hartman do you hate more?
What?
There's
which
another Steve, Hartman?
There's
no,
another
I'm just,
Hartman?
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
Yeah. Yeah.
One.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, isn't it easy to be the B?
Oh, it's so much more
it's
fun.
So much great. And I always say to Ireland, why don't you be the one day and I'll be the B?
Do you really want that?
Oh, I do.
I mean, totally. You know how many tangents you'd take?
I love like going along on the right. Like, I'll tell you what, as a matter of fact, I go to the Rite Aid and I get my shaving cream and it's locked up in a thing and you've got to ring a bell. Then somebody has to come on. This is a Cappy-like rant. And then somebody has to come and unlock the thing where the shaving cream is. And it's like $4.75. And why is that locked?
And they bring it to a certain register because you have to pick it up there. They can't
correct.
Have it to you.
Yep. It's just shaving cream.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Well, but the everything chemical else is in there.
Are people walking off with shaving cream?
By the way, Cappy wants to steal the bit you and I just did.
Which is?
The whole FaceTime thing.
Oh, I'm going to FaceTime somebody.
He said
else.
This could be a great bit for our show.
It's too late.
It's ours now.
It's ours now.
Well, no, it can only be done when you and I do shows together now.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Otherwise, it does not happen.
Right.
Will you let Mason fill in for Cappy?
Although, technically, we have done that on our show before.
Have you?
Yeah, now that I think about it.
We should... I should fill in for Cappy one day.
Oh, it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
You don't want to be here that late, though. There's no traffic at 7, though.
Yeah.
Or very little traffic, I
very
would
little
say.
Traffic.
Yeah.
I didn't like doing the afternoons. I like the...
You guys are not...
I like the shift.
Your vibe is different at that time.
Meaning?
I just feel like you guys have more energy at this time of the day.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
John's energy really tells.
Your caffeine is rolling. Like, it's pumping, pulsating through your veins.
Yeah, John...
Man, there are days I wonder about
him. Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention.
Gets a little sleepy. Gets a little sleepy.
Could you imagine if you had to do afternoons and then do the game?
Now, you don't golf, do you?
No.
Yeah,
it's like old people stuff.
It is old people stuff.
Like, I'm for being honest.
It's old rich people.
Right.
Sometimes I think, like, John Ireland makes a little sheet of things that we should talk about every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of for whatever reason, every day there's something about the LIV Tour. And I'm like, who cares? Seriously,
yeah.
who cares?
I honestly, the only thing I knew about the LIV Tour this particular season was that I was rooting for them to lose at the Masters, those guys.
Correct.
That's
me
it.
Too.
Just because they were on LIV?
Yep.
Now, I will say that we do really well in the ratings at Mountain Gate Country Club when John talks about the LIV Tour.
In that one little area?
In that one little area right. On the course.
You can see the spike go up from Mountain Gate.
We do very, very well. Did you see the Cody Bellinger this weekend at Dodger Stadium?
I did. He got a strike called on him for the ovation.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
The strike called on him for the ovation.
Yeah.
Was that warranted or was that tone deaf on the part of the umpire?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Are we going to do that on the other side? Or do you want me to ask now?
No, we still got 5 minutes.
I don't know.
I'm just asking. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if that was a tease. It sounded like a good tease.
It is a good tease.
We'll do it
at 3 o'clock. Coming up next.
Wait, no, why are you doing now?
We still have 5 minutes. It's my show.
It's the Mason and Ireland show.
It's my show.
Mason Shidano show.
We'll get...
today.
Shidano's hanging out. We will get you What's Up Fool coming up next.
We can have a long What's Up Fool, and I can answer your question.
Yes, we'll do that at 3. And... Bergman, we have a new sponsor?
We do have a new sponsor.
What?
For What's Up Fool.
For What's Up Fool.
No way!
Yeah. We will reveal it. It's a friend of ours. We will reveal it coming up next.
Excellent.
Mason, Ireland. Shidano is in for Ireland. 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Chris, and thank you to Dos Hombres.
Yeah, thanks, awesome. Dos Hombres, Mescal.
Yes. All right. So the NHL playoffs are starting today, and the Kings are in the first round playing the Edmonton Oilers.
Yep.
It's a tough matchup for them. They got knocked out by them last year.
Yeah.
But I want to know your order of playoffs by sport. Not so much what you watch the most, but what's the best playoff sport 1 through 4? NHL, NBA, MLB, and NFL.
For me, the best is the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's one and done.
Yeah.
Second best, because every game feels like it's life and death, is Major League Baseball. Third, I think, is NBA, which I still love. And hockey, I just don't know enough about. Like, I'll watch Kings games, but I don't know enough about hockey to say it's the greatest playoff sport. I've been to playoff games. They're really cool, but I because I'm not tuning in all the time, it ranks fourth.
Sedano?
See, I actually will go with NFL 1, NBA 2, because I don't know, maybe it's just I cover it in the league. Right. I cover it too often. I know I just know all the intricacies, right? NHL 3, but close to me on NBA, even though I don't know as much about the sport. Major League Baseball, I think a great playoff game, a great postseason game, Major League Baseball feels awesome. But there are times you get a lot of crappy ones. You know what I mean? And a crappy playoff game doesn't feel that much better than a crappy regular season game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, see, I there's a difference too, because you're an NBA guy. I love Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I grew up on Major League Baseball, but it just, to me, like, if I'm judging it by the worst potential scenario, right, like in regards to a blowout game,
yep.
I think Major League Baseball has the worst potential for, in regards to their blowout games, are way less interesting to me than at least an NBA game or an NHL game. Like, you
a
see
blowout NBA. I mean, a blowout game is just a blowout game.
Right, but
game.
You can still see crazy stuff happen. Like, someone can do something insane during an NBA game athletically, is what I'm saying, than it would be in Major League Baseball. Like,
Bergman?
So, I actually think the NHL playoffs are the best overall playoffs. Because every
How much
game,
playoff hockey will you watch?
I'll watch as many of the Kings games as I possibly can. It's like, I'll watch tonight, because there's a game tonight. And then it just depends on what else.
I'm going to try to get to a game if I can.
Right.
That's fantastic. They play Edmonton tonight, and that's a tough matchup because they lost Edmonton last year.
Yeah, I wonder where you heard that before. But no, I love the NHL playoffs because, like, and I also love that when it goes into overtime, it stops going into shootout. They'll go 20 minutes of each court, like each period. They'll keep going 20 minutes, 20
can
minutes,
can you name
minutes.
One Edmonton Oiler?
Not you, Bergman. Mason.
They have one. Well, the best player in the sport,
Alex Ovechkin.
No, he plays for the Washington.
That's who I think of when I think
Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton. Oh.
They have the best player in the sport.
Yeah, that is Drew Doughty.
That's a good. You got a good one for the Kings.
That would be a good hockey name, to be honest with you.
It is a hockey name. Connor McDavid.
Yes,
Connor McDavid.
He is probably the best player right now.
Yeah, and then Austin Matthews from Toronto, half Mexican.
Yeah,
by the way, shout out. Mom is Mexican. He's arguably the second or third.
By the way, don't come after me. In no way am I minimizing. The
no, you just don't follow.
Cool
it.
No, no. The reality is, I've only got so much headspace.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
This is year four. I mean, after that, I'll go NFL because of the one and done, like you said, and then it's NBA, and then it's MLB.
Yeah,
because it's NBA games are just so much more exciting. Baseball games, like Sedano was saying, you can get a 0-0 game all the way through.
That 0-0 game is dramatic as
right.
hell.
I'm talking more about the.
He's talking about.
9-0. Those happen plenty too, especially if you're watching Houston.
Yeah, I don't love that.
No. Jorge, what's yours?
Top four will be soccer, my number one.
Yeah.
Baseball, my number two. NFL, number three, and then the NBA. Some of these guys, like DeAndre, and then we have a group text, and they'll be texting me, are you watching? I'm like, no, there's a lot of basketball left. I can watch game 3, 4, and 5, where it's more
exciting. So you really push off the games.
Yeah, sometimes. If I could, yeah.
Soccer, I'll tell you what.
That's number one. That's my number
the
one.
The coolest
so you're
thing
taking
I
hockey
was,
completely out of the conversation.
Yeah, that'll be my five, I guess.
The coolest thing I was at last year, one of the coolest, was the LAFC win. For the championship. It was incredible.
That was that one game. Did you watch any other MLS playoffs?
I went to 3 games last year.
You went to 3 playoff games?
No, I went to 3 regular season games.
Oh, regular season. Okay.
And then I went to the championship game.
Okay.
Oh, it's a great scene. I love that.
What's up? What's up, fool?
Whoa, hey.
Oh, hey.
I can press the button. Don't worry, all right, Mace? Relax.
Yeah.
I need your travel advice. Okay?
Yes.
So I want to find somewhere this summer that is within driving distance and good to take Riley. We'll probably be just the two of us and want to go somewhere that is fun and adventurous at the same time, but she can also relax in a pool kind of deal. What you got for me? What you got for me? I know you have, Sedano especially, you have a little girl.
Where? What kind of, like...
Driving distance.
No, I get that, but what kind of...
Like, yeah, how old is she, by the way?
She's 11.
11.
What kind of trip do you want to take? Like an outdoorsy trip? Do you want to go to like a different city? Like,
definitely want to go to a different city. I was thinking like San Diego.
Go to like, does she like she likes the zoo?
She likes the zoo. She likes the beach, obviously.
What about Legoland?
I think she's a little too old
about,
for that.
What about SeaWorld?
So go to San Diego. You do the zoo. Because that zoo is like going to like a Disney World type thing. Like, it's huge.
Yeah.
And you're going to stay in San Diego, like downtown.
And then you
can
do the beach right there. Yeah. So that's actually, you could do both there. And you could do SeaWorld. Does she like that stuff?
I mean, I'm sure she would like it. That's actually not a bad idea.
I'm a very big Palm Springs fan. You can go to the Living Desert. You can take that tram up to the top of the mountain where it's snowing, plenty of pool time.
Yeah. I mean, you can get some pool time down there.
Yeah. But I don't know if your 11-year-old is going to love the desert. That could be me, but I don't know.
It might be a little bit too hot for her.
Go to San Diego. Try that first.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, San Diego's a good call.
You think that, Jorge, you think San Diego?
Cappy will host you.
That's right.
He can get me. I can hey King him.
You can go to Del Mar, the racetrack.
Yeah, take her to the track. Teach her how to bet a trifecta.
All right.
Yeah.
Which pony you like here, Riley?
Yeah.
I'll get it. Hey, King.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Okay, so this morning I get a phone call from a number I didn't recognize, and it was a good friend of mine who lost her cell phone. Now, she was freaking out because she says, I can't believe people are going to be able to read my emails and texts. What would be worse if somebody found your phone? To go through your personal emails or going through your text?
Oh, text.
Yeah, my emails are pretty standard.
My emails are like,
standard boring.
Like, from the company, here's what we're talking about. This. I don't send any blazing email, but there's text is, I think, where the
meat and the bones
where it goes down. Yeah, so I would say text messages are definitely spicier than emails.
No question.
I'm single. You do not want to be in my text messages.
In your text messages,
you want to be nowhere near my text messages.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad call.
Wow, Bergie.
So there's a lot. So do you have like steamy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have steamy text messages?
Just stay away from my text messages. That's all I'm saying.
You can steamy text messages.
You can steamy text messages.
You can use your mind
for
what you think is happening.
Give us an example.
No.
No, not really.
Sedano?
Oh, text. I agree with basic text. Yeah, emails are pretty boring.
Yeah, emails are dull.
I mean, I like to know about Sedano's calling different cities and finding studios. I think that's really interesting.
Well, you're on all those texts.
I get all of them. Yeah. I know what your emails are.
I'll be in Minneapolis this week. Right. Minneapolis, hello.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Ray Romano was on the Dan Le Batard Network podcast, Cinephile, and talked about how he had a really...
That's the Zach Harper podcast.
Oh, is it really?
Zach Harper and Amin, where they
But it wasn't
they,
them.
Cinephile? No, Cinephobe. Cinephile is Adnan Virk.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, but Amin and Zach's Cody podcast is actually really funny.
That's on The Ringer. Adnan Virk is on
ESPN? No, they're
ESPN?
Both on the Le Batard one. They're both on the Le Batard one, but they're slightly different. Adnan does a traditional movie podcast, whereas Amin and Zach do a funny movie podcast where it's basically they take movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to decipher if it's if the rating was fair or
legit
not.
Legit or not legit.
It's a pretty funny podcast. Okay. That one is called Cinephobe.
Cinephobe.
Not Cinephile.
Yeah, Cinephile is Chris Cody and Adnan Virk.
So which one are you talking about,
Bert? He's talking about Adnan Virk.
Cinephile. Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
This is like a real podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. And talked about so Ray Romano was on it, and he talked about how he had a really hard time getting gigs because people only see him as Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm. It took Martin Scorsese not watching the show ever because he doesn't watch sitcoms or Marvel movies at that matter, or knowing who he was to get him to get a job. So pros and cons to being a sitcom star, but which would you prefer? An 8 to 10 year run on a sitcom and never working again after that because of your sitcom run, or rolling the dice and hoping to be an eclectic star and maybe be in a lot of things?
I don't know. You can make bank on those sitcoms. I can't imagine.
I mean, in syndication alone.
Yeah, I can't imagine what, like, Ed O'Neill and Julie Bowen and Ty Burrell and the whole cast
of Modern
Family.
Well, Ed O'Neill's had two crazy big sitcoms.
He's had two really big ones. I have a friend that was on one of those shows. I won't say who it is.
Why not?
Maybe I'll call him on
FaceTime?
On FaceTime. Yeah. But he doesn't ever have to work again. He's from one of those sitcoms from that era called Married with Children.
Ooh. Mm. David Faustino. Ted McGinley.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, the perfect world is where you get to do a sitcom and make a bunch of bank.
Right.
And then you go on to have a really eclectic career. Like
Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler's a great call.
Yep,
this segment brought to you by Dos Hombres. Brian Cranston had Malcolm in the Middle and then Tony Awards and Walter White and all that stuff.
So it's funny because you mentioned the Levitard show. They just moved to a new studio, which I got to see while I was down there working. And they did like a bit on their podcast of the top five guests they've had in their South Beach studios.
Yeah.
And the number one was Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
And it was hilarious because Dan loves Breaking Bad.
Right.
And I was filling in that day. Dan was on vacation. It was me and Israel Gutierrez. And all of a sudden, a car pulls up and a PR person walks up and says, hey, Bryan Cranston and Benjamin Bratt are here.
Oh,
they were doing
wow.
Some movie or something together. And they were like, wait, what? And so something must have been crossed over. So the bit was that Dan never got to interview the one person he's always wanted to interview,
yeah.
Which was Bryan Cranston. And then I had to fake it, no offense, because I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
You didn't watch Breaking Bad?
But man, did the Wikipedia help.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Yeah. I'm sure it
How did you never watch? You still haven't watched it?
I only watched the first three episodes. Didn't get me. My wife watched the whole thing.
By the way, the season one... If you make it through season one, because it's tough and it's challenging, it's a little slow. But if you get to season two, you're like rolling.
I have a 3-episode rule, and if you don't grab me in the first 3 episodes, I'm out.
Boy, you missed on that one.
I know. I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah.
Are you watching Succession now? You are watching.
I just started it though.
So, but did the 3 episodes get you?
Yeah, yeah. No, the first episode got me.
Okay, oh yeah. So you were.
I mean, episode one is good.
Yeah.
All right. Let me hit the button.
What's up, foo?
All right, so parents of newborns in apartment buildings are trying to be nice to their neighbors.
Okay.
Here's one note that they put on their door. It says, we have a newborn. He is loud. We are sorry. He's cute as F, but very noisy. Bear with us. Thanks for your patience. Take a nip or two at your leisure. And he has bottles of Jameson in...
Like little airplane bottles?
No, a little bit bigger than that, probably a fifth size.
Okay.
And it's all just in a bucket, and it's on their door handle. So what would be something that you would put on your door handle if you had a newborn to make everybody around you feel okay with your loud babies?
Yeah, I mean, pre-roll?
Earplugs.
Earplugs is a good call.
Remember those old signs?
Oh, yeah. Baby on board. Yeah. What would you put in your little basket for the people who are complaining about your baby?
Eat a bleep?
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't do anything nicer. You just say, forget
it. I would just be like, I'd send them a little gift and be like, hey, man, sorry, I got a newborn. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know?
So you would send a little.
A bottle of wine or something.
Yeah. But, you know. Newborns are loud, right?
Very.
Depends.
It depends. I think they're actually louder after the newborn phase. Like when they're like closer to one, you know, that's actually the loudness part. Because newborns barely like can project yet.
Maite, how was Maite?
Oh, she was great. She didn't cry that much.
Yeah, my oldest was way easier than my second.
Yeah.
She was definitely easier.
This whole conversation is completely in my wheelhouse by now.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
There's two ones about babies.
Yeah, I am.
What's up, fool?
I am such a...
Especially when they start teething, that's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst.
Telling me. Preach.
So a doctor once told me that if adults were going through teething, like if it happened at our age, that we would literally be wanting to keel over and die.
Jeez.
Like, it's that painful.
Bad enough with your wisdom teeth, you know, when they're coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, all right, last one.
I'm really good with
kids. What's that, fool?
No, you're not.
Uncle Mace?
All right, so Emma...
Dude, they eat everything you want to eat. Donuts, ice cream.
Yeah.
The only thing they can
like,
is
I animals. Don't go to kid parties. Like, I don't want to go to a party where there are kids.
Yeah.
Keep the. I go to grown-up parties. Yeah. I get invited to kid parties. Like, it's so-and-so's birthday. Party. Oh, because a friend of mine's kid is having a birthday, and I'm supposed to go to the birthday party. I'm like, no.
No, you don't have to
go. I'm not going to that.
I don't even go to all the birthdays of my own kids. Like, not their birthdays, like their friends' birthdays.
Right.
I don't do that.
What's the last one there, Bert?
What's up, fool?
All right, so the last one is MLB and MLBPA are now paying players $10,000 for in-game interviews. They make a lot of money already.
Oh, are you serious?
Should they be paying $10,000?
Now the NBA, everybody in every sport is going to want
that. Is going to want that.
So should they be paying them?
Wait, you're paying a rights fee already if you're these...
But this is Major League Baseball paying
them to
not
do it?
Are you
talking about the ones like on Sunday Night Baseball?
Yeah, or if it could be on Apple.
If it's the league paying them, I have no
That's
problem.
That's what it is. Okay. It's the league paying.
It's not the person who's paying.
No, MLB and MLBPA have come together and they're going to pay them $10,000.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, to me, if the league... First of all, it brings... I love when they do it. I think it's fascinating when they do it. Like, for example, Spectrum, I don't think they do it.
Not
when they put... Clayton Kershaw did an inning last week or week before last.
Kristen Watson did talk to somebody right in, like, James Outman at one point.
Yeah,
in the middle of the game.
Look, I'm all about the access and letting people into the game and letting people into the thought process. So if the league has to pay guys to do that, good. It's just more money for the players.
Yeah, Sedano, you think they should be being paid?
I mean, if you want to get your star players to do it, there's going to have to be an incentive. So as long as the league is paying it and not the rights holder, yeah. I'm fine with that. Because the rights holder's already paying billions of dollars.
Right,
like,
right.
You know?
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
All right. Hey, Dos Hombres is our sponsor now for What's Up, Fool.
Yeah.
It is the finest mezcal there is. It gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with good friends that call for more.
So I like, I'm a big tequila guy, a big mezcal guy recently over the last few years. Obviously, my friends at Tequila Mandala. But the mezcal is interesting because I like, I still am, to some extent, obviously, a big Scotch whiskey guy.
Yeah.
And there's some whiskeys and scotches that are very dark.
Yeah.
The smoky. And mezcal, a good mezcal is really smoky and good.
Yeah, I like that smokiness. I had a drink last night that had mezcal and...
Oh, you're back to drinking?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I drink when I go to a
good
restaurant.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's
look
the
at Boss Amanda. She's like, oh, no.
By the way...
We don't need you drinking anymore.
Coffee and Dodgers tweeted... Says, didn't Venice Mason at Sedano to talk about opening a dessert shop last week?
Yes, that's
called
right.
S&M. Now they're hosting a show together. Relationship is really growing.
It really is growing.
It's blossoming, right?
There was a point where we were at odds, I felt like.
But then we had the alliance.
We had the alliance.
For a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like it's a new alliance.
Yeah, now you're in the league, and I don't care if
right.
I am or not.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. We should have McVay on.
Oh, call McVay.
Seriously.
Okay. It's
the draft
today,
is coming
they
up.
They opened OTAs today.
Tell him we want McVay in the next hour.
All right, I'll tell him right now.
Do it.
I'm doing it. I'm going to text the artist
right
now.
Do it. All right, we'll see if that happens. Coming up next for you, Cody Bellinger.
You want me to FaceTime him?
Yeah, do it. Coming up next, Cody Bellinger. Interesting moment at Dodger Stadium this weekend. Did the umpire get it right, or is he tone deaf? That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Shidano's in for Ireland. 710 ESPN.